Okay, good evening, everybody. We're continuing tonight in Siman Shin Mem Vav. Tonight we are doing Se'ifim Beis and at least the Mechaber in Se'if Gimel. So a little bit of a shorter section tonight. So it says the Shulchan Aruch and Se'if Beis. Min HaTorah, this is page Reish Amin Alf. Min HaTorah, Ein Chayev Ela B'Mavir Abramos Rishos Rabim. Midal Raisa, that you're only Chayev for being Mavir Dal Ramos if you do so in a Rishos Rabim, a real Rishos Rabim. V'Chacham Masu L'Avir Abramos B'Karmelis. But the Chacham said, you're not even allowed to carry for Amos in a Karmelis. V'yamu bika trei gavni karmelis ninhu, and a sea and a plain are two types of karmelis. But you're allowed to carry from one karmelis to another if you're within four amos. Meaning, even though karmelis takes on the status, the chumras of Rishos Yachid and the chumras of Rishos Rabim, carrying from one karmelis to another is not viewed as carrying from a Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim or vice versa. It's considered to be the same Rishos. So says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph b'mavir arba amos. Being mavir arba amos, when you pick something up and you carry it for amos and then you place it down, it would be a violation of nisid rabbanan to do just the akira and carrying dalet amos, or just the hanacha and carrying dalet amos, even if you don't do both. Bekarmelis, now you can't carry for amos in a karmelis because a karmelis is similar to rishus ram v'chanal. Trei gavni v'chulei mutter, but you're allowed to carry from one type of karmelis to another type of karmelis. Rotzalomer de'afel b'kein mutter l'tatel mizil d'zu v'lo gozer mishum reshuyos. That even though you're not allowed to carry four amos in a karmelis, and certainly you're not allowed to carry four amos from one karmelis to another, but to carry less than four amos and to go over that border from one karmelis to another is not a problem. We don't view it as if they are shtei reshuyos. See if gimel karpef pirush makom shmukov mechitzas below kiro. Let's say you have an area surrounded by walls and it doesn't have a roof on it, like a chatzar would be, but it's yoser mi beis sasayim shalahukaf ladira. But unlike a chatzar, it's not meant for living in, and it's large, this karpef. It's bigger than beis sasayim. So in such an area, asrucham l'tatel bo ella tochar ba'amos. You are likewise not allowed to carry four amos. Umutalosi mimenu l'karmelis acher kigon biko aver sefanev. And since it's treated like a karmelis, you're allowed to carry from it into another karmelis. Says Mishmur Sivkat Yudalid, Yoser mi beis asayim, Vishir beis asayim, Vor lekaman besim shin ulchas, Shu shivim amavar ba'ot fachim, Al shivim amavar ba'ot fachim beribua. The beis asayim is 70 amos and 4 tfachim by 70 amos and 4 tfachim squared. Shalohuk afledira kigon shayadaitol lintoa ulizrao kiagavna. What does it mean that you haven't fenced it in for living purposes? It means you planned on planting there or something like that, but not to hang out there and to relax there. Ukumvor lekamar b'sim shin unches asru chacham. So the chacham say you're not allowed to carry four amos in such an area. Shekivin shu gadol kol kach asil mechlep perushos rabim, because since it's so big, even though it's surrounded by walls, people might confuse it with the Rishos Rabim, va'asa'u chachamim k'karmelis, and therefore the chacham treat it like a karmelis. Umutar v'chulei l'karmelis acher, you're allowed to carry from there into another karmelis. Now, this is an unusual type of karmelis, because almost every karmelis that you have on a d'oraisa level is really a makom patur. This karmelis on a d'oraisa level is really Rishos Yachid, because it's surrounded by walls. It's just that the chachamim were concerned about treating it like a Rishos Yachid, since it's not hukaf l'dira, people might think of it as a Rishos Rabim, and therefore they didn't want to treat it as a Rishos Yachid. So it's a chiddush that you're allowed to carry from this kind of karmelis into a different type of karmelis. After minatar Rishos Yachid, called over kivin sheyesh l'mechitzos, even though really it's a Rishos Yachid minatar, since it's surrounded by walls, v'azorik mitochol Rishos Rabim chayiv. And if you were to throw from inside this karpef into a Rishos Rabim, you'd be chayiv u'mirishos yachid l'karmelis alas alahotzi kanal. And we know you're not allowed to carry from Rishos Yachid to a karmelis mikol makom kani. But they allowed carrying from this type of karmelis into a regular karmelis. Shim neser zek, because if they were going to ask for this, yizbru shu rishos yachid gamur. If we don't allow carrying from here into another karmelis, people will think it's a real rishos yachid, which it is on a daraisa level. Ve'ein shem karmelis of klal, and people will think that it's not a karmelis at all. Ve'avol l'talto bekulo kashar rishos yachid, and then they'll start treating it like a rishos yachid, and they'll carry throughout the whole area. And once they start doing that, that, and then other people will come to carry in a Rishas Rabim also. Because while this is a Rishas Yachid, and it may appear like a Rishas Yachid in some sense, to some people it looks like a Rishas Rabim because it's humongous. So whatever you're doing here, people might come to do in a Rishas Rabim. It's a little like Rishas Rabim because it's very large and it's not Hukaf Ladira. So the Chum thought that it's worthwhile to allow you to carry from this into another Carmelis. So to review what we learned tonight, we said on a Darais level, carrying for Amos is only Asr and Rishas Rabim, but Midrabanan you're not allowed to carry for Amos even in a Carmelis, but even Midrabanan you are allowed to carry from one type of Carmelis to another. And then in Siv Gimel we said, and that Chiddush you're allowed to carry from one Carmelis into another even applies to a Karpev Shlo Hukaf Ladira, which on a Darais level is a Rishas HaYachid, that even though it's a Rishas HaYachid on Darais level, since the Chum treated it like Carmelis, you're allowed to carry from that into a real Carmelis, because the Chum were afraid that if we don't allow that, people will think of it as a real Rishas HaYachid, and then others will confuse it for Rishas Rabim, and chaos will ensue. Okay, so Bezrem, tomorrow, same time, same place, we'll begin with the Ramah on Si'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening.